الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، وأنا التواب الرحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. In one hadith, the Prophet ﷺ has mentioned that there are three portions to Ramadan. First portion is the first 10 days. Then we have the second 10 days. And then finally the last 10 days of Ramadan. And in that hadith, the Prophet ﷺ said that أَوَّلَهُ رَحْمَةً, the first 10 days are a mercy, وَأَوْسَطَهُ مَغْفِرَةً, and the middle 10 days are maghfira, forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the last 10 days are itqum min an-nar, the emancipation from the hellfire. Normally what we witness in Ramadan is that in the first 3-4 days there is a surge. You have a big surge. And then it lasts until about 4th, 5th, 6th Ramadan. And then starts to dip again. And initially there's a lot of passion, jazba, but then it fades in the middle. So many of us, we have experienced this, that in the beginning of Ramadan, we had a lot of jazba, shauq, passion. And then as we continue forward, it begins to dip, it begins to fade in the middle. And then all of a sudden, when we enter the last 10 days, the Akhri Ashra, in search of Laylatul Qadr, so at that time, there is again, we have a surge. Now, the strange thing is that this hadith, the Prophet ﷺ is saying that the middle 10 days are the days of maghfira, forgiveness. So actually, we should be increasing in our passion in these middle 10 days. And that is one way we can understand the rahmat of Allah in this month. The first 10 days, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us so much mercy. There was so much mercy that Allah, out of His mercy, allowed all of us to fast. Although we weren't worthy of this honor, we weren't worthy of such an ibadah, Allah gave us, Allah ta'ala let us increase in our ibadah. And He let us increase in our ibadah. Why? So that now in the middle 10 days, we can become those people who can earn His maghfirah. And this is really what the whole month of Ramadan is. It's just a month of excuse. The whole month of Ramadan is just a bahana. It's just an excuse for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive our sins. So the first 10 days were also meant to forgive us. They were also meant as an excuse for us. But now the first 10 days gave Allah ta'ala, it's an added reason for Allah ta'ala to forgive us. Because we just spent the first 10 days of your life, of this month of Ramadan, we're earning another reason for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us. 10 days of fasting, 10 days of Taraweeh, and for the vast majority of people, 10 days of staying away from repugnant sins, 10 days of staying away from open sins. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enabled us to remain righteous for the first 10 days. We spend the first 10 days as people who are neek, people who are pious, as opposed to how we were living the whole year round. So now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so merciful that that servant and that slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who lived his entire life as a sinner, and if out of 10 days, for only 10 days, he lives like a servant, he lives like a pious servant of Allah, even that was just enough, and even you know, that was also because of the mercy of Allah. But nonetheless, he did what Allah told him to do. In these first 10 days, he lived like a servant, as an abd. So Allah Ta'ala now opens up the middle 10 days for that person. And these middle 10 days are to be the days of maghfirah. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases in his maghfirah, in his forgiveness, and every day and every night, thousands of people, thousands of this ummah, they'll be taken out from the destiny of hellfire and will now be placed, admitted into Jannah. So the whole procedure of Ramadan that we've been speaking about is for this key word, which is maghfirah, to earn the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, closing the doors of Jahannam, opening the gates of Jannah. Why? For maghfirah. Binding all the shayateen. Why? In order to do our maghfirah. Enabling us to fast so that we can discipline our nafs. Why? For our maghfirah. Putting us in the state of ibadah for 13, 14, 15 hours every day. Fasting non-stop for our maghfirah. Telling us to pray taraweeh prayers extra at night for our maghfirah. So then it befits us that now rather than letting us sort of dip and slip and slacking, we should spend these 10 middle days with a renewed passion. And the passion that we should have is that we should seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because these are the days of maghfirah. Today is the 11th fast here. So we have about 9 more days to go. And every single one of this day, every single one of these days would be a day of maghfirah. And that should be our passion. And that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this ayat of the Quran, which we mentioned at the beginning. Ana tawwabur rahim. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declares and tells us something about himself. That ana, I am that being who is at-tawwab and ar-rahim. At-tawwab refers to that being who accepts the tawbah, the repentance of the people who turn on back to him. That's the first meaning. Tawbah. Tawbah means to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to turn away from our sins and turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to turn away from zalalat, from being misguided towards hidayah, to turn away from ghafla, from being absent-minded, uncaring, towards remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to turn away from makhluk towards Allah, to turn away from this love for the dunya towards love for Allah, to turn away from our sins back to obedience, to turn away from ghayrullah, other than Allah, towards Allah. So at-tawwab means that Allah ta'ala accepts that person's tawbah. That when a person turns back to Allah, Allah accepts the tawbah of an individual. But tawab also has another meaning, which means to return. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is infinitely turning towards us. Just like ta'ib means a person returns back to Allah, tawab means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was infinitely turning to us. Just like the person who turns towards Allah through tawbah, in the same way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's infinite, immense mercy also turns towards that person who turns towards him. And this is a very famous hadith where the Prophet ﷺ said that when a person turns towards Allah, then Allah turns towards that person. But this happens in an incredible way. Allah says that I'm with my servant when he comes close to me. And then I'm closer to my servant when he draws closer to me. And if that person comes to me a hand span, I come to him an arm's length. And if they come to me walking, I come to them running. فَإِنْ أَتَانِي يَمْشِي فَأَتَيْتُهُ هَرْوَلَ. If he comes to me walking, I come to him running. It means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that I'm at-tawwab. I'm going to return to you, turn back to you. Allah's infinitely turning his attention towards us. That if they shed one tear for my sake, I'll send a million blessings upon that person. If they cry over one sin, I'll forgive a million of that person's sins. If he tries to do one good amal for my sake, I give him tawfiq to do thousands of amal. If she comes to me walking, I come to her running. That is what this means, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that I'm at-tawwab. And that is the incentive that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us here in Ramadan to make tawbah. That whatever little act of repentance, forgiveness, remorse we have, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to respond, is going to reply, is going to reciprocate in an infinite way, infinitely more. Now, We can technically make Tawbah any time during the year. But in this month, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said that if you do one fard, it becomes equal, it's equal to 70 fard. If you do one nafil, it's equal to one fard. It means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has magnified everything in this month. And just like that, the same is true for our tawbah. If you make a tawbah, repentance that is very sincere, now normally we can do it any other time of the year. But this month will, because of its mercy, it will bring us infinitely more mercy. If you make tawbah, it will bring infinitely more mercy in this month. And that is, in essence, what this month is. It's the month of mercy and it's the month of tawbah. It's not simply the month of fasting. Ramadan is the month of tawbah. Fasting is just one superficial part of this month. So now, if we think every night in these middle 10 days, that's the night of maghfirah, that's enough for us. We are people who actually don't need Laylatul Qadr. We need Laylatul Maghfirah. Laylatul Qadr is for the big muttaqeen, for the big friends of Allah, the awliya, people who are already forgiven by Allah, and they will dive deeply into that power of that night. They will get many hasanat and salam on that night. For me and you, we need Laylatul Maghfirah. We need Laylatul Itq, emancipation from the hellfire. We need Laylatul Rahmah. We need Maghfirah, we need Rahmah. And the next 10 days, we can view that every single night is Laylatul Maghfirah. And that's the haqiqat. That's the reality that every single night is going to be Laylatul Maghfirah for us. That's what the Prophet ﷺ said, that in the middle 10 days, every night is a night of forgiveness. It's just up to us how actively we try to seek Allah's forgiveness. How actively we try to get Allah Ta'ala to forgive us for our sins. And then the real way to be forgiven is to feel true and real remorse in our heart, a real regret in our heart, guilt in our heart, and then repent to Allah. Anytime a person commits a sin, and not any person, but person like me and you, that person who believes in Allah, that person who also prays Salah, who tries to fast, that type of a Muslim, the practicing Muslim, the believing Muslim, the worshipping Muslim, whenever he or she commits a sin, they do it for one reason, and that is the pleasure of that sin. There might be other people who may commit sin out of ignorance or out of ghafla or out of neglect. Not people like you and me, the believing, the practicing Muslims. We can't present that as an excuse that Allah, we do not know. Or our ignorance or neglect. The believing, practicing Muslim does it only for one reason, which is the pleasure he's getting because of that sin. The benefit, the faida. He does it knowingly. She does it willfully. He does it consciously. She does it deliberately. It's a very different type of a person. We are a very different type of a sinner, right? Me and you. We are deliberate, thoughtful, knowing. Knowingly, we commit that sin. And that is what we are. If you had the other person was a non-practicing, a non-believing Muslim, an easy way to get him out of the sin is to bring him to Iman. Just bring him to actions, amal, just bring him to practice. That's fine for him. But that will not work for me and you because we already have Iman, we already have actions. So what is going to take us out of our sins for a practicing, believing Muslim or a Muslimah? It's Tawbah. This amal of tawbah, that sometimes despite believing in Allah and practicing our deen, because of the nafs and because of shaitan, we slip and we dip and we commit those things. And in order to rectify that mistake, this is tawbah. Tawbah is like a delete button. You press this button and all the sins are forgiven. All the sins are deleted. Just like you have these messages in your phone, you press the delete all, everything is wiped clean. Tawbah is like a big delete button that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to us by which we can delete all the sins from our record. But tawbah means that we should have remorse and regret over our sins. That's the start. We feel that what we did in the past was not good. We feel that regret. and that regret is greater than the feeling of pleasure. Unless we can do that, we'll keep going back into that sin. If we feel a little bit of remorse, but a lot of pleasure, if the pleasure is more than the remorse, we will fall back into that sin. The moment the month of Ramadan ends, we'll go straight back into that sin because the pleasure is more. So unless in this month of Ramadan, we can train our hearts to feel more and more remorse and regret and nadama, then the pleasure that we felt or the benefit, that is tawbah, that we try to increase that nadamat. We feel more regret and remorse. And then after that, with that state of regret, we turn to Allah and seek His forgiveness. Then you will really view that sin not to be something pleasurable or a benefit. Will view that sin to be a loss for me. It bruised me. That sin, it soiled my heart. It put a separation between me and Allah. It put this great distance between me, Allah, put a distance between me and Him. We'll begin to view that sin as a pain, not as a pleasure. We'll begin to view that sin as a harm, not as a benefit. And that person who views themselves that I'm in a state of pain, I oppressed myself because of this sin. I bruised myself. I wounded myself. I soiled my heart. I'm in a state of harm and oppression. Then that person's heart will turn to Allah. And he will ask Allah, Allah, remove me from this oppression. Allah, I turn to you and seek forgiveness for this oppression that I've done to my own soul. And that's why Allah uses this phrase many times in the Quran. That zalamna anfusana. Allah, we have done zulm on ourselves. It means that we should view ourselves that we have done zulm. We are mazlum, but we are also zalim. We are both. So we need to start viewing ourselves as zalim. But more than that, we also need to start viewing ourselves as mazlum. We have severely wronged ourselves, damaged ourselves. It's like some people, they take these knives and they put these scars on their face, on their body, on their hands. Some people physically scar their bodies. Sometimes we get, you know, people say that I cut myself whenever I'm sad or whenever I'm depressed. So we should think that when we sin, we are spiritually bruising our bodies. We are damaging our heart. Whenever we are sad or depressed and lonely, right, we sin. Rather, when we were sad or depressed and lonely, we're supposed to go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what is tawbah? Tawbah is that a person returns back to Allah, turning back to Allah. That when you feel sad or lonely or depressed, they don't turn to sin. Rather, they turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is the decision that we have to make. That we have to make ourselves people who turn to Allah. That is the training of this month of Ramadan. Tubu ilallah. Tubu. Tubu, turn. Turn ilallah, towards Allah. This is ilallah, right? This is telling us a direction, a mentality, a paradigm shift. Like you move from one place, one city to another. You migrate from one city to another. When you go to the new city, you now start living there. Tubu means that you move away from the city of sin, from this environment of sin, from sin itself, and to this, to where ilallah, towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you make such a complete migration and hijrah that you ask Allah to sever all the ties that you had with the previous city, with your previous sins. Allah, I've just moved forward. I've moved away from that life. Allah, erase that past for me. Erase the memories of that sin. Erase the feelings of that sin. Erase the images that have been implanted in my heart about that sin. Allah, erase it so completely that I've completely forgotten that past. Allah, grant me a repugnance of that life of sin. Grant me a dislike and a distaste for all those sins, for all those actions that were sinful, for all those memories that were sinful, for all those images that were sinful, for all those things that took me towards that sin, for all those gatherings in which I committed that sin. Allah, grant me a repugnance of all those things, of that. Grant me a dislike and a distaste for that life of sin. And Allah, ila tubu, I've turned away from that life. I've made hijrah ilallah towards you, towards deen, towards Allah. And Allah now in grant me a muhabba for you, a muhabba for this new life. Adorn this life of iman in my heart. Make this life of iman muzayyan. Beautify this for me. Grant me the husn, make me fall in love with iman, with all the amal, with all the actions of iman. Allah, just like when I used to fall in love with those sins, Allah completely turned my heart away in such a complete kamil way that now my heart falls in love with ibadah, with salah, with Quran, with tilawa, with you, Ya Allah. Adorn, make muzayyan this iman for me in my heart. So it's a paradigm shift. And alhamdulillah, this is the mentality if a person has in this month of Ramadan. You will find that this month, it becomes very easy to make this hijrah, very easy to make this shift, very easy to make this migration away from sin. Outside of this month, you might find it difficult to leave sin. But in this month, it becomes easy to leave sin. And you will find it very difficult to do sin in this month. You may find it easy to maybe pick up the Quran and start reading. You may find it easy to start making dua to Allah. You may find it easy to turn back to Allah in dua, in zikr. This is the part of the mercy of this month. So we have to develop this ability so that this ability remains with us, lasts still with us even after this month. That I want to be able to stay away from that sin, from that prior life of sin. And we should think about where we were last year. We spent Ramadan last year, and we have been spending Ramadan for so many years now. So now we should try that in these middle 10 days to get such a perfect maghfirah, forgiveness from Allah. Think like a student. I want to get an A+ maghfirah in these 10 days. That's how we should think. I want to get an A+ grade on this. We want to put every night here as nighters. Nighters on Laylatul Maghfirah. And at the end of the 10 days, so that we are kamilan, forgiven, completely forgiven by Allah. We are perfectly, absolutely forgiven by Allah. And that's how we should feel in our heart, that this is my intention. That I want to settle for nothing less than an A+ on this maghfirah, on this question of maghfirah. We strive for A+s in our courses. Why not have an A+ on this maghfirah in these 10 days? Everything I ever did, I'm going to seek forgiveness for every single sin to Allah. I'm going to present every sin before Allah. I'm going to cry over every sin to Allah. I'm going to do iqrar. I'm going to acknowledge my sins before Allah. Every sin I did with my eye. Every sin I did with my tongue. Every sin I did with my ear. Every sin I did to someone else. Every sin I did to my own self. Every sin that I felt in my heart. Every sin that I thought about in my mind. I'm going to remember all of it. And I'm going to present all of it to Allah. And I'm not going to rest until in these 10 days and nights, all of that is forgiven. Everything is wiped clean. It's torn away from my book of deeds. That's what I want. That's my mission. That's my mission in these 10 nights, to get each and everything forgiven by Allah. And that's what Allah wants. Subhanallah. And that is the power of these 10 days. That is exactly what Allah wants. And that is exactly what Allah is ready to do. Because in these 10 days, we will be dealing with Al-Ghafoor and Al-Ghaffar. In these 10 days, Al-Ghafoor was most forgiving. Most forgiving. In these 10 days, we'll be dealing with At-Tawwab and Ar-Rahim. In these 10 days, we'll be dealing with Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim. Al-Kareem. Al-Arhamur Rahimeen. That's Allah. That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is bringing for you on the table. The question is that what do we bring to Allah on that table? If we bring true tawbah, Allah will respond by being At-Tawwab. Allah will accept that tawbah. If you bring true istighfar, forgiveness, we'll find him to be Al-Ghafoor and Al-Ghaffar. He will infinitely accept our maghfirah. If you seek his mercy and rahmah, We will find him to be Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim. Allah is just waiting. Allah just wants us. Allah is want. He is seeking us out. So we should also want to seek him out in this month. And, you know, Allah, in some sense, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's a little colloquial English, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is dying to forgive us in this month. Allah deeply, dearly wants to forgive us. And you can imagine that every night here, Allah is addressing you that, oh, my dearest, beloved mu'min. Like we write a letter, right? My dearest darling. Allah is writing that letter to us. Allah is addressing us every day, every night here. That my dearest, darling, beloved mu'min, would you not ask forgiveness this night so that I may forgive you? That is how Allah Ta'ala views the mu'mineen. But we don't realize that. We don't feel it. We sell ourselves short. Why? Why should we? We should start viewing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as our beloved. We should start viewing ourselves as the darling of Allah. Start viewing yourself as the beloved of Allah. Start viewing yourself as the darling of Allah, as the dearest of Allah. And then you will be happy. You will feel happy. And you will change happily. You will happily turn towards that beloved Allah. You will happily seek Allah's forgiveness. You will happily be the way Allah wants you to be. That is what we have to feel. That is what Allah is saying. In fact, I can take it one step further, more than that. Allah is saying that, oh, my dearest, darling, beloved sinner. And I'm going to give you dalil for this from the Quran. Proof from Quran. Allah says in Quran, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ التَّوَّابِينَ. That indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has muhabbat. This is Quran. Allah has love. Inna means yakin, taqid, emphasis. That verily, truly, certainly, absolutely, no shak. Inna Allah yuhibbu. Allah loves at-tawabin. Yuhibbu at-tawabin. Allah loves the sinners of this ummah who turn to him in tawbah. So sinners of this ummah part, we have that down for us. Now this part, this month, we have to get the second part, which is tawbah. Get the tawbah part down. Tawabin means that person who sinned, who is a sinner, but then turns to Allah in tawbah. We're halfway there, 50%. We have the sin. We just need to get the tawbah. You become the tawabin. Allah says, I love. Allah will make you his beloved. That's what Allah is saying. My dearest, darling, beloved sinner. So we have to turn to Allah. We have to present our weakness, present our excuses to him, present our shortcomings, our deficiencies, our flaws, whatever we have. Present all of that to Allah. Allah wants to take all of that. He wants to lift all of that burden from our shoulders. We just have to present it to Allah. It's Laylatul Maghfira. The days of Maghfira. The nights are Maghfira. Our Rabb is Ghafoor, Ar-Rahim, Al-Ghaffar. So why should we not think that our sins will not be forgiven? Allah is forgiving. Allah wants to forgive. We just need to present ourselves to Allah. Just we have to surrender ourselves, submit ourselves to Allah. Then we will enjoy our deen. We just have to support karna. You just have to do hawale to yourself. Put yourself, hand over yourself to Allah. And when you give yourself over to Allah, Allah will accept you. It's that simple. It's not that easy in the dunya. Nobody in the world is like that. That you just give yourself and he will accept. There's no one, you know, there's no being like that. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only being. Just give yourself to him. Allah will accept you. No other conditions. No other conditions. No shara'it. Here in the dunya, you make a mistake and people say, okay, we will take that. We'll accept your excuse. But write for me, I will not commit this sin again. I will not use cell phones in my class again. 100 times on a piece of paper. Conditions. Allah without any conditions. Allah is wanting to take us every night. We just have to give ourselves to Him. We just have to give ourselves to Allah. To that Allah, to who? Who Rabbi Kareem. To Rabbi Rahim. To Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. To our kind, loving, benevolent Rabb. That Allah Ta'ala who wants to give us eternal happiness. That Allah Ta'ala who's calling us to Jannah. Yad'u wallahu yad'u ila dar as-salam. You call people for da'wah to your home, to your parties. Allah is also giving you a da'wah. Allah is also inviting you. But where is Allah inviting you to? Ila dar as-salam. Allah is inviting you to an abode of salam and peace, is Jannah. That Allah Ta'ala who's sending his salawat on the mu'mineen. Yusalli alaykum. That Allah Ta'ala was Rauf, was Rahim. Wa kana bil mu'mineena rahima. Allah is gentle, He is soft, He is loving, He is kind, He is benevolent to the believers. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who wants to put you in eternity with the Prophet ﷺ, wants to make you an eternal Sahaba, that Allah ta'ala is waiting for you to turn to Him in Ramadan. Allah wants to give so much. We can't even imagine how much Allah wants to give to us. We don't know the reality of how much Allah wants to give, how much Allah wants to bless, how much Allah wants to shower His rahmah upon us. Allah dena chahte. Allah bahut dena chahte. Hum lene wale ban jaye. Allah wants to give so much, we just have to become people who can take it from Him. That is why Ramadan came. That is why Ramadan is here. That we have spent these 10 days, and these 10 days we did some ibadah. Why? So that we can polish our hearts. So that the rust and crust begins to fall away. That was the 10 days for. That you build up your ability to ask from Allah. You build up your capacity to ask Allah. You get rid of all the rust and crust. All the loose ends. Now is the time to start taking from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or the 10 days was just a warm up in Ramadan. We're just warming up. Revving up the car. Right? Warming up in Ramadan, those warming up part is now done. Now we have to begin the time. It's the time to start taking from Allah. It's the time to start begging Allah, to start praying, to start changing, to start transforming, to making massive du'as to Allah. Massive du'as. Du'as for everything. It's the time to let the barakat of Ramadan enter into your heart. It's no more about fasting. You guys know what fasting is, how it needs to be done. That schedule is part of your day now. We have to move to the next level. Wa ana tawwabur rahim. Ana tawwa, I, tawwabur rahim, am the one who would fly towards you in my incredible infinite mercy. And we should just say, repeat this sentence, this ayat of the Quran all day. Wa ana tawwabur rahim. That is my Rabb. That is my Lord. Someone asks you that who is your Rabb? You should reply, wa ana tawwab ar-rahim. That Rabb was at-tawwab ar-rahim. You can bring your ideology, bring your philosophy. What have you got? Bring it. I have wa ana tawwab ar-rahim. I have inna allaha yuhibbu at-tawwabi. I have arham ar-rahimin. That is who we are. We are the servants of that being who is ar-rahman. Whose absolute mercy, oceans of infinite mercy. And that oceans of infinite mercy can wipe away, wash away every single of our sins. So it's time for us that we should accept this identity. We embrace this reality. And in this month of Ramadan, when a person attaches themselves, especially to Allah, I'll end with a story. There were two young men who were having an argument with one another. And they were having this argument that who gets the special mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is it going to be that young person who has never sinned in his life? Or is that young man who sins but then turns back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in tawbah? That's the question. A person who is so pure, righteous, or someone who sinned but then turned back to Allah in Tawbah, who gets the special mercy of Allah? They were having this argument with one another. An old man passed by and they said that, oh Shaykh, we're having this argument. Maybe you can resolve this matter for us. He said that, oh young man, I'm not an alim. I'm not an Islamic scholar. But why don't you tell me what it is, and maybe due to the wisdom of my years and my experience, I might be able to solve your dispute. So they said that, oh Shaykh, we are disputing that who gets the most mercy of Allah. That young man who has been pious, pure his whole life, never sinned, or that young man who fell into sin but then repented back to Allah. So the old man said, you know, my children, like I told you, that I'm not an Islamic scholar, but I'm a weaver. I weave these large carpets across the loom. And when I weave, I notice that across the carpet, sometimes one yarn or thread snaps. And when one yarn along the process of weaving, it breaks, whenever I see that yarn break, I immediately go back and I tie it with a knot. And as I continue to weave my carpet across the loom, I always have my special gaze on that yarn that had once snapped earlier, that I had tied back. I keep a nazare khas, a special gaze on my yarn, lest it breaks again. And I think that Allah's special gaze of rahmah also falls on that young person who has broken away from Allah. But in Tawbah, he tied their knot of Tawbah back to Allah. Allah will keep his special nazare rahmah, his special gaze of mercy on that person, lest that person tries to break away again. So what that means is that in these middle 10 days of maghfirah, our job is to tie our knot with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, tie our thread with Allah. Leave all of those things that were displeasing to Allah, pledge and promise our life to Him, that we will lead a life for your sake, for only for His sake, only to attain His pleasure, only to make Him happy, only to make Him smile back at us. And if we can tie that knot in this month of Ramadan, we can be confident and hopeful that for the rest of the 11 months, He will put a special gaze of rahmah upon us. He will put a special gaze of love on us, the sinning members who turn back to Him in this month. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept us in this month of Ramadan. We make dua that may Allah ta'ala, may He accept our forgiveness in this month of Ramadan. May He enable us to change and transform in this month of Ramadan. Wa akhiru da'wana an alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. سبحان رب العالمين الوهاب اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين يا الله يا رب كريم آپ کے عاجز مسکین سے بندے ہیں ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما ہماری خطاؤں کو درگزر فرما ہمارے عیبوں کی پردہ پوشی فرما یا رب کریم جو گناہ ہم نے دن میں کیا ان کو معاف فرما راتوں میں کہ ان کو معاف فرما جو یاد ہے ان کو معاف فرما جو کر کے بھول گئے ان کو معاف فرما اللہ جو گناہ ہم نے اکیلے کیے ان کو معاف فرما جو محفلوں میں کیے ان کو معاف فرما یا اللہ ہماری نگاہوں کو پاک فرما ہمارے دلوں کو صاف فرما ہمارے سینوں کو اپنی محبت سے لبریز فرما. اللہ آپ کے پیارے محبوب صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے فرمایا, اتائب من ذنب کم اللہ ذنب لہو, کہ گناہوں سے توبہ کرنے والا ایسا ہی ہے جیسے اس نے گناہ کیا ہی نہ ہو. یا رب کریم, یا اللہ, ہم اپنے تمام گناہوں سے آج توبہ تائب ہوتے ہیں. اللہ ہمارے تمام گناہوں کو معاف فرما دیجئے, اللہ ہماری مغفرت فرما دیجئے, اللہ اپنی مغفرت شامل حال فرما دیجئے, اللہ اپنی رحمت سے ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما, اللہ ہمیں پاک کر دیجئے, گناہوں کے میل کو دور فرما, گناہوں کی وجہ سے سختی کو دور فرما, اللہ دل کی ظلمت کو دور فرما, دل کے اندھیرے کو دور فرما. یا رب کریم, ہمارے دلوں کو منور فرما, اپنی محبت سے لبریز فرما, پاک صاف فرما. اللہ اپنے عشق آتش ہمارے سینوں میں پیدا فرما, ہمارے دل میں اپنی محبت کو محبت عطا فرما. اللہ ہمارے انگ انگ سے اپنی محبت کو جاری فرما, روئے روئے سے اپنی محبت کو جاری فرما, ہڈی ہڈی میں اپنی محبت نصیب فرما. اللہ اپنی رحمتوں کے ساتھ, یا اللہ, ہمارے دلوں کو صاف فرما دیجئے. اللہ آپ کے پیارے محبوب صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے فرمایا کہ ہمارا دل آپ کی دو انگلیوں کے درمیان ہے, آپ جہاں چاہیں پھیر سکتے ہیں. اللہ ہمارے دل کو نیکی کی طرف پھیر دیجئے. اللہ ہم گناہوں سے ہجرت کرتے ہیں. یا رب کریم, یا اللہ, گناہوں کی نفرت ہمیں عطا فرما. اللہ گناہوں سے بچنے کی توفیق عطا فرما. اللہ ہم خود تو نہیں بچ پاتے, لیکن اگر آپ ہمیں توفیق عطا فرما دیں, اللہ ہم گناہوں سے بچنا تو بہت آسان ہو جائے گا. یا رب کریم, ہمیں گناہوں سے بچا لیجئے, اللہ گناہوں کے موقعوں سے بچا لیجئے. اللہ ہم گناہ کرنا چاہیں بھی تو اللہ ہمیں گناہوں سے بچا لیجئے. ہمارے اٹھتے ہوئے ہاتھوں کو روک دیجئے, بڑھتے ہوئے قدموں کو روک دیجئے, ہماری اٹھتی ہوئی آنکھوں کو نیچے کر دیجئے. یا رب کریم, اپنی توفیق, اپنی حفاظت عطا فرما دیجئے. یا رب کریم, اپنے گناہ لے کے آئے ہیں, اللہ اپنے تمام گناہوں کا اقرار کرتے ہیں, اللہ نادم ہے, شرمندہ ہیں. یا رب کریم, یا اللہ, ہماری ندامت کو قبول فرما لیجئے, ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما دیجئے. اللہ, آپ کے یوسف علیہ السلام کریم تھے, ان کے سامنے ان کے بھائیوں نے اپنے گناہوں کا اقرار کیا, سیدنا یوسف علیہ السلام نے سب کو معاف فرماتے کہہ دیا تھا, لا تسریب علیکم اليوم, کہ جاؤ, میں نے سب کو معاف کر دیا آج کے دن. اللہ, آپ کے پیارے محبوب صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم بھی کریم تھے, انہوں نے فتح مکہ کے دن قریش مکہ کو بھی یہی الفاظ فرمائے تھے, لا تسریب علیکم اليوم, کہ جاؤ, میں نے سب کو معاف کر دیا. اللہ, آپ تو سب کریموں سے زیادہ کریم ہیں. اللہ, آپ کے بندے حاضر ہیں. اللہ, افطاری کا وقت قریب ہے, اللہ, قبولیت کی دعا کا وقت ہے. یا رب کریم, اپنی رحمت سے ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما دیجئے. اللہ, مزدور اپنی مزدوری مکمل کرتا ہے, تم نے دنیا میں دیکھا ہے کہ مالک کی جیب کے اوپر اس کی نظر ہوتی ہے, کہ مالک جیب سے کیا نکالے گا. یا رب کریم, یا اللہ, ہماری نظر آپ کی رحمت پہ ہے, آپ کی مغفرت پہ ہے. اللہ, ہماری آج مغفرت فرما دیجئے, ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما دیجئے. اللہ, آپ نے تو قرآن میں وعدہ فرمایا, ادعونی استجب لکم, کہ مانگو, میں تمہاری دعاؤں کو قبول کروں گا. اللہ, آپ نے یہ تو نہیں کہا کہ صرف نیک بندے مانگے, میں صرف نیکوں کی دعا قبول کروں گا. اللہ, آپ نے تو سب کو کہا, مانگو, میں سب کی دعائیں قبول کروں گا. یا رب کریم, یا اللہ, ہم آپ سے مانگتے ہیں, یا رب کریم, ہماری بھی دعاؤں کو قبول فرما لیجئے. اللہ, ہماری بھی کامل مغفرت فرما دیجئے. اللہ, ہماری بھی اپنی کامل بخشش فرما دیجئے. رب کریم, رحمتوں والا معاملہ فرما. اللہ, رحمتوں والا معاملہ فرما. یا اللہ, آپ نے قرآن کے اندر فرمایا کہ تم سب کے سب فقرا ہو, فقیر ہو, انتم الفقراء الى اللہ. اللہ نے یہ بھی فرمایا کہ صدقہ فقیروں کا حق ہے. یا رب کریم, جب ہم فقیر ہیں, اللہ, ہم صدقہ فقیروں کا حق ہے. یا رب کریم, ہمیں اپنی رحیمی کا صدقہ عطا فرما دیجئے, ہمیں اپنی کریمی کے صدقہ عطا فرما. اللہ, ہمیں اپنی غفاری کا صدقہ عطا فرما, اپنی ستاری کا صدقہ عطا فرما. اللہ, ہماری کامل مغفرت فرما. یا رب کریم, کوئی تو ہوگا جس کے اٹھے ہاتھ آپ کو پسند آئیں گے. اللہ, ہم کو ان ہاتھوں کا واسطہ دیتے ہیں. اللہ, ہم سب کی مغفرت فرما دیجئے. اللہ, کوئی تو ہوگا جس کی توبہ آپ کو پسند آتی ہوگی. اللہ, ہم کو اس توبہ کا واسطہ دیتے ہیں. اللہ, ہم سب کی توبہ قبول فرما لیجئے. یا رب کریم, مرد بھی ہیں, عورتیں بھی ہیں. یا رب کریم, ہم نے دنیا میں دیکھے کہ عورتیں کہیں چل کے آ جائیں تو لوگ تو قتل کے مقدمے بھی معاف کر دیتے ہیں, ان کے آنے کا لحاظ کر لیتے ہیں. یا رب کریم, یا اللہ, آپ کی بندیاں ہیں. یا رب کریم, ہماری بھی مغفرت فرما دیجئے. اللہ, سب کی مغفرت فرما دیجئے. یا رب کریم, نوجوان بھی ہیں, گرم خون بھی معافیا مانگ رہا ہے. یا رب کریم, اگر آپ نے معاف نہ کیا, اللہ, تو نفس بھٹکائے گا, شیطان ورغلائے گا, جوانیاں ضائع ہو جائیں گی. یا رب کریم, یا اللہ, ہماری جوانیاں ضائع ہونے سے ہمیں بچا لیجئے، اللہ ہماری مغفرت فرما دیجئے، اللہ ہماری توبہ کو قبول فرما لیجئے، رب کریم رحمتوں والا معاملہ فرما، یا رب کریم بخشش والا معاملہ فرما، اللہ ہمیں مانگنا نہیں آتا، اللہ بن مانگے عطا فرما دیجئے، اللہ ہم اقرار کرتے ہیں، اللہ ہماری زبانیں بھی جھوٹی ہیں، اللہ ہماری آنکھیں بھی میلی ہیں، اللہ ہمارے دل بھی گندے ہیں، سخت ہیں، سیاہ ہیں، اللہ ہم تو نجاست کے اندر لتڑے ہوئے ہیں، یا رب کریم، یا اللہ ہمارے پاس تو کچھ نہیں، لیکن یا اللہ آپ کے پیارے محبوب صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے فرمایا کہ افطاری کے وقت کی دعائیں قبول ہوتی ہیں، یا رب کریم، یا اللہ اپنی رحمت سے ہماری دعاؤں کو قبول فرما لیجئے، اللہ ہماری نظر آپ کی رحمت کے اوپر ہے، اللہ اپنی رحمت سے ہمیں عطا کر دیجئے، ہمیں اپنی رحمت سے یا اللہ ہماری معافی کے فیصلہ فرما دیجئے، رحمتوں کے فیصلے فرما دیجئے، اللہ ایک رحمت کی نظر ہمیں بھی عطا کر دیجئے، اللہ آپ کی رحمت کی نظر جب پڑتی ہے، اللہ آپ لوگوں کو کہاں سے نکال کے کہاں تک پہنچا دیتے ہیں، اللہ وہ عمر جو سیدنا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے قتل کے ارادے سے نکلے تھے، آپ کی رحمت کی نظر ان پہ پڑی، اللہ آپ نے ان کو امیر المؤمنین، خلیفت الرسول، عمر بن خطاب رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ بنا دیا، یا رب کریم اپنی رحمت کی ایک نظر اللہ ہمیں بھی عطا فرما دیجئے، اللہ بڑا ڈر لگتا ہے کہ آپ کی طرف سے جواب نہ آ جائے کہ میں رحمت کی نظر تو بلال پہ ڈالتا تھا، میں رحمت کی نظر تو سمیہ پہ ڈالتا تھا، میں رحمت کی نظر تو خبیب پہ ڈالتا تھا، تو اپنے اعمال کو دیکھو، یا رب کریم ہم نادم ہیں، ہمارے پاس کچھ نہیں، یا رب کریم اپنی رحمت سے یا اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما دیجئے، ہمیں اپنی رحمت کی نظر عطا فرما دیجئے، اللہ جیسے بھی ہیں بندے تو آپ ہی کے ہیں، اللہ جیسے بھی برے ہیں اللہ بندے تو آپ ہی کے ہیں، یا رب کریم رحمت والا معاملہ کر دیجئے، ہمارے ان گناہوں کو معاف فرما، اللہ جو بھی دل کی نیک تمنائیں ہیں اپنی رحمت سے پورا فرما، اللہ وقت تھوڑا ہوتا ہے، مانگنے کا دل بہت چاہتا ہے، یا رب کریم دل کے اندر جو بھی نیک مرادیں ہیں اللہ ہم سب کی نیک مرادوں کو پورا فرما، ہم سب کی نیک جائز حاجات کو پورا فرما، اللہ جو مانگا ہے اس سے بھی بہتر عطا فرما، اپنی شان کریمی اور رحیمی کے مطابق عطا فرما، جو مانگنا چاہیے تو اللہ نہیں مانگ سکے اللہ ہمیں وہ بھی نصیب فرما دیجئے، آنے والی زندگی کو گزری ہوئی زندگی کا کفارہ بنا، آنے والی زندگی کو گزری ہوئی زندگی سے بہتر فرما، اللہ جو دنیا سے رخصت ہونے کا وقت آئے اس کو سب سے خوشیوں بھرا دن بنا، یا رب کریم ہماری ان دعاؤں کو اپنی رحمتوں سے قبول فرما، ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم، اللہ آپ سے جو سارے کے سارے خیریں جو آپ کے پیارے محبوب صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے آپ سے مانگی، اللہ آپ کے نیک بندوں نے آپ سے مانگی، اللہ ان تمام خیروں کا آپ سے سوال کرتے ہیں، اللہ میں تمام خیریں اور برکتیں نصیب فرما، اور جن شرور سے آپ کے پیارے محبوب صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے پناہ مانگی، اللہ ان تمام شرور سے ہماری بھی حفاظت فرما دیجئے، صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علی خیر خلقی محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.